Your time for the best. Shamati b'shem Bar Atanya. I heard the name Bar Atanya. Shaya Gil Omar LaHashem. He was used to telling Hashem Yitbarach. Ani lo rotzeh olam haba v'olam hazeh. I don't want this world. I don't want the next world. I want you. Ani rotzeh liyot tamid itcha. I want to be always with you. Liyot davuk b'cha. Cleave, attached to you. Ech zochi lelev kazeh. Ech zochi zikaron kazeh. How do you merit such a heart, such a memory? Remembrance of Hashem all the time. How? Rak al-yedei tikkun ha'esr. Only to fix the yesod. Ubeemet, ze ba'atzmo esber madua adam yashen et chayav. Really, this itself is the explanation why does a person sleep his life. Ki ha'tahava hazot sorefet et ha'moach v'et ha'lev. This taiva, it burns a person's brain and heart. V'et kol ha'ratzon nigdusha. This everyone can admit this. It burns all the will to Kedusha. The person's not infused anymore. Ad she'adam nofel lechoshech gamur b'chinat midat halev. The person falls to complete darkness, which is the aspect of a dead heart. What is a dead heart? There's no desires anymore to Kedusha. Kamuva b'torah nun David, as brought in Torah nun David, and he's geret le shepgam abrit, which is gam ayinayim, which is the aspect of ra'ayin, a bad eye. Through it you fall to mitat alev. The heart doesn't stop wanting it. Umeila, ulo margish udechan ogiab gam shlo. A person doesn't even feel. Still, a person doesn't want work. He doesn't even know he's dead. He doesn't even know he's dead. He doesn't know what's up with him. Avak shematchil itpaler itorer. When a person starts davening for it, he starts to awake. Az gam echol argish efu umunach. Then he begins to feel. Exactly where he is. And then he yells to Hashem like he needs to. To get out of his death, darkness and death. To merit, to feel a taste of holiness and purity in life. I spoke to my cousin. I asked him what? He does tours. In Yerushalayim, he's like a tour guide. Young boy, 25. Great guy. Yoni. You know Yoni.
Oh,
yeah. Of course. You're singing out there. Right. So, I asked him, what? You don't care? You look at the women? You don't this? He says, I don't look at them. It doesn't bother me. I don't feel any... Of course you don't feel anything. I'm sure he doesn't feel anything.
He's dead.
What?
He's dead.
It's a dead heart. Anyone who claims to you doesn't affect him, it's what he did. You take a dead person and stab him, you're affecting him, he's dead already. The only difference is that he can revive himself.
Could be he's talking about on the conscious level, he doesn't feel anything.
There is no conscious.
No, it's not.
Unconscious level.
You go and you're so used to it.
You don't even realize the problem.
I've seen so much stuff already, so I don't even feel it. It's
part of your MO.
But the truth is that for a person to start dominating, starts being so sensitive. I remember when we first
get this.
Right. It's like a person, I tell you, health-wise, a person, he eats a lot of garbage, he doesn't feel it affects the body. In the long term, it affects the body very much. Right? When you eat healthy, and then you eat an unhealthy thing, you have a stomachache immediately, you have this. Give me now a cup of coffee, I'll probably be like this. Well, I didn't drink for a long time. If you don't drink for a long time, so it affects you a lot more. So same thing also in the guarding the eyes. When a person starts davening for it, and he says, I remember I first came to Chodesh Chesed. So of course, the first shiur I heard from Abba was face to face, was the shiur and for married people and Gam Abrit and all this. So I started davening for a week, and then I started falling so much more. I felt so. I spoke to my friend. I said, he was in yeshiva for longer than me. He said, it's not that now you're falling more. Now you see that you're falling. Before you fell all the time, you didn't even realize how much you fell. Now you realize. That's what happens to a person. He makes it conscious, like you said. He puts it in front of his mind now. I don't want. Now when he does, it bothers him. When he becomes a little more pure, he has more will, it bothers him. And anyways, when a person starts down in Kedusha, half an hour a day, even 1 week, he'll do it. to see his Shmoneh Esrei is different. His Tehillim is different. His life is different. Kipshuto, I'm telling you from personal experience. He does it for a month. He does it for a year. What is it? How am I to do for a year? At least for 1 year. First is a trial. See different, different life. Oh, here, you write all this. Oh, okay. Metikud ha-tefillah. Sweetness of the tefillah, prayer. Kol ha-tam she-kedusha. All the taste of holiness, meaning closeness to Hashem, feeling the closeness to Hashem. U'bifrat tam ha-tefillah, especially the tam ha-tefillah. Why does a person can't damage for an answer for a long time? Why? How come it's hard for a person? And for sometimes it's hard for him, sometimes his time is longer, sometimes not longer, huh? What happened? All depends on the Kedusha. How come Rav Kook from Tveria could have an 18 hours Shmoneh Esrei? Not every day, but sometimes he does. How do you do that? He's Kadosh. How could Rav Arush have an hour and a half? Easily. He's Kadosh. You work on the Kedusha, you get it. It's the sweetest thing in the world. I remember when Rav Arush spoke for a long time about doing an hour Shmoneh Esrei. The title I always focus, if you remember. And so, of course, we were able to do it then. Why? Because Rav Arush told us to do it, so we have more power. When he stopped saying, so then, of course, it's not us. It's not because we're holy. So I remember those times. Shmoneh Esrei was unbelievable. And I remember even Shalom Bayit was better. Why? I used to daven for an hour, 45 minutes, Shmoneh Esrei, let's say, and come home 45 minutes late because of that. And I came home and I told my wife, oh, Hashem, what is happening? So happy, you've done it so well. Everything changes already. In a different case, if I late because I talked to a friend, Hashem Yerachem, destroy your house. It all depends on Shmirat HaBrit. Like Rabbeinu writes in Likutei Moharan in Torah Nun, Vezeh Loshono, it says in the Pasuk, Atzila miCherem Nafshi miYad Kelev Yechidati. Save my soul from a sword and from a dog. He called up again my breed. And the Holy Spirit, Rabbein writes, anyone who blemishes the breed cannot daven. If a person wonders why he cannot daven, it's not because there's noise, it's not because he doesn't have time, not because he has thoughts, nothing. Why? Rabbein says, Likutei Moharan, Kekol apogem babrit, and no, yachol itpalel. It's not black and white. The more you kadosh, the more you can daven. Why could a person do 6 hours he's able to do? Person do 10 hours, a different person can't do even 10 minutes. What to do? Depends on the kedusha.
It depends on the will, ratzon, if he wants.
After we're learning the book, to give us the ratzon. Ki kol ha-program ba-brit en echol itpalel. You can make a sticker. Kol ha-program ba-brit en echol itpalel. Or you can do the opposite. Kol ha-shomeret ha-brit echol itpalel. בבחינת, like it says, כל עצמותיי תאמרנה, my whole, all my bones will say, will sing to Hashem. וכשהם מתפלל בבחינת כל עצמותיי, and when a person is not diving the whole body, because the yesod is the whole body. If he has the yesod, he can speak to Hashem. If he doesn't have the yesod, he cannot speak to Hashem. And when a person does not dive in כל עצמותיי, he doesn't have the yesod, he just dive in stam. Azai kalba nachet ve'achet korbanot, it says in the Tikkun HaZohar, a dog comes down to hear his prayers and not a lion. And based on Migdash, when someone brought a korban, if he did really tshuva and he was atoned, there was the flame or something, was in the shape of a lion, and if not, it was the shape of a dog.
Vaikrishon.
In the first half, yeah, Vaikrishon.
A lion of Vaikrishon that ate the korbanot, Vaikrishon was a dog.
Right, a dog comes, which is a sitra acha. It takes its prayers. They don't go to Hashem.
It's also said that people who speak lashon hara should be afraid of dogs because the dog is likely to bite them. If a dog bit somebody,
right? Rabbeinu writes in sitra midotos. Who told me? Okay, Yochanan told me a word from Rav Arush. He said, I didn't hear Rav Arush say this, but maybe I should have said this. And on the 4th of December this year, you know, in Chutzlar, they start saying Ten Talamata on the 4th of December. Right? And 4th of December, it started raining here in Israel. So Allah said, what's the connection? Why when they start there, here? He says, because in America and other countries, they don't speak Hebrew, they speak English. And the Malachim, they don't understand English. So they went direct to Hashem. The pair went direct to Hashem.
It's not bad. So all this time I'm like, oh, I don't know Hebrew.
There's advantages to everything. Ma'alot la'akol, ma'alot ha'chesron ad
everything. Right, but why did we have the worst drought in 70 years this year?
Why do you look at the negative? We have a storm coming up here. Oh, it started already. It's already cloudy out, it's drizzling.
We have a good point.
Okay, I'm set up.
If somebody is diving very, very fast, can they get this taste of holiness?
Diving fast? I don't think so.
From what I was taught, somebody dives very, very fast.
It's because of that.
You're telling me what the angels do to him, but when he gets upstairs after his 120, he's going to get traffic tickets on those each one of those fast prayers.
What's going to happen?
Get traffic tickets.
Speeding tickets.
Speeding tickets.
What?
Speed? Speed tickets.
Speeding tickets. Spiritual speeding tickets.
I had a different part.
Wait. I know somebody who was a student and friend of Rav Shalvich Lazarevich, who learned from him, and he could see things. He was once at a big Knesset that they were having kiddush with a whole meal, and this was like a rabbi instead of a rav, and he did a motzi so fast and with so little heart that the two angels were standing beside of him turned their backs and spit on him as a response to this bracha.
I just dabbed in Shari Chesed in Knesset Agra. And there was a guy who's diving there at 1 o'clock. He's diving Chazal Shashatz. I'm telling you, in 2.5 minutes. The whole Chazal Shashatz. And he said every word. I heard every word he said. It was very, very fast. Of course, it was
that's my right. Question. Can he have.
I could answer. Words? Please answer, yes. Please answer.
Myself.
Is that I don't know that. Chazal Shashatz, I know that.
To what?
Chazal Shashatz?
You should do fast.
Some people talk and
that one. But if you don't know, I'll be nothing about it. It's not the, but whatever, I do pretty fast. And besides, he did it really fast. I was just disrespectful. It wasn't fast. Like, I do fast, but you know, you emphasize things, you say. So I told him, I came over to him, and I told him one time, it was so annoying. I didn't know what you know, when you go to Shammai, you go to Gan Eden. They'll judge you for sure. They say you daven every day for the Amud. You're going to Gan Eden. So, but the angel, which has to tell you where you have to go, they tell you like this. You have to go to the and he also you say, what? And you don't understand what he said. I don't know if it's so nice that I said this, but he walked away.
Isn't it true also that the repetition is, we're supposed to listen to every word of the repetition?
Yes,
it's also more important than our own Shmoneh Esrei.
Yes, yeah, Abinatan speaks a lot about it. Chaskila, we're getting up to this.
Also, in the halakha, it says that
Abinatan, you say amen, it's Vachar Vatara.
If he doesn't give you the time to say amen, the whole thing
is. But you must. I know, because in Uman, I daven, and I remember I didn't realize if people say amen or not. And if Shimon Teichner came over to me and said, you have to wait, and it was amen before you continue your next bracha.
Right, and if you don't, so then it's all about Allah.
Vachar Vatara, yeah.
So someone who's praised that fast, there's no time to say amen between the one bracha and another. So the entire midah of the chazalah is
logically it's not correct. Yes. Okay.
A question. A question on that.
Okay.
If you're davening in a minyan, and you're doing a good Shmoneh Esrei.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already on repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just simply ignore them?
No,
because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei.
You have to. Yeah, you don't have a choice.
You still have to do Kedusha.
You don't, can't no. Say Kedusha.
You can do it.
You can say, be silent and listen.
You can
to the
stop heart. And listen to say Kedusha and make and intend in your heart to be answering, but you can't say anything out of your mouth.
The king.
And when you finish your Kedusha, you keep on with your silent prayer.
You also, when they say in the Kohanim book to give the blessings, in your Shmoneh Esrei, stop and listen to the blessing.
Some say you can only stop and listen to the blessing. Don't say amen, yeah.
But you stop and listen to the blessing.
You could stop. You don't have to. For sure you have to.
Yeah.
You can only answer if you're already in Elokai and Shema.
Elokai and Tzor.
And if you dive in a real slow Shema Nesrei, in the Moon Shisrael, everyone else is dominating an extra slow Shema.
So we're talking about the group of Shmuel Shapira, because he used to walk.
Hold on one second.